Good morning. Welcome to New Dawn. My name is J. Donald Walters. I'll be with you this next quarter hour talking about ways to find happiness, peace of mind, and wisdom to cope with the challenges in your life. Soon, I hope you'll be welcoming a new dawn of possibilities in yourself. Remember, whatever you want changed in your life, it begins with you. Today, let me read from my little book of sayings called Do It Now. If possible, diffuse criticism by saying, I agree with you. Let's see if together we can't find a practical solution. The thing is, obviously, you're not going to say that, or you shouldn't say that, if you don't mean it. But people often are right in their criticism, and what I've often noticed is that people may, if they don't completely reject a criticism, they'll take it silently within and change themselves. And sometimes it's better to do it that way instead of telling the other person he's right, because sometimes if you do that, you give him power over you, and he can use that sort of like a club next time he wants to get even with you or is in a mood or whatever it might be. So, in fact, often it's a good thing not to say, I agree with you. But there are many times when you have to judge the case. If it's not a deeply personal thing, but let's say if it's in a matter of work, and somebody comes up with a solution, and you, let's say, are the leader, and you feel that your subordinates, you can't afford to let them see you in the wrong. Well, mind you, your subordinates are probably not stupid. And if they are, it's probably your fault. Some people will attract only stupid subordinates just with the thought of having somebody they can always control and ride herd on and be perceived as omniscient and infallible. Assuming you're a wise enough leader, in this case, to want people who are intelligent following you, they will have the intelligence to know that you're wrong, and they'll quickly see through it if you sort of bluster and try to pretend. So it's much easier, and I've found this again and again in working with people in positions of, when I've been in the position of leadership, to simply agree quite naturally and easily, and then see what we can do together to find a practical solution. I remember one time at Ananda Village. This is the community that I founded 28 years ago, and it is flourishing. It has branch centers, one of them being in Mountain View in Palo Alto, where we have one of our churches and our East-West bookstore. But many years ago, a group of members up at Ananda Village in Nevada City, California, I got the word that they were planning to call me on the carpet and try to accuse me of not doing things that we all needed to be involved in to correct. And I called a meeting of the whole community and sort of took the wind out of their sails by saying, here are the things that we need to work on. How can we work together? Of course, they couldn't accuse me anymore, and it put it in a perspective that we all had to address, that it was our problem, not my problem, and it brought about a much more harmonious solution than it would have if we had allowed it to become confrontational. But you'll find that people, their criticism and their critical attitude is often diffused by telling them that you agree with them, and then drawing them into seeking a solution with you. I found in those early years, as I was talking about many years ago, back in about, 72, 73, but I found that people were eager, more than willing, eager to offer criticisms about how things were going and should go differently and so on. And I quickly learned that the best thing is to accept only criticism only from those people who also offer solutions. It's very easy to criticize, but if they are going to criticize, they should also offer a way out of that criticism. So this kind of attitude, however, requires a certain degree of inner freedom, that it doesn't matter to you whether you're right or wrong, whether you are right or wrong. What does matter is that you do a good thing, and to draw people into it makes it a better thing. But first of all, there has to be a sense of inner freedom. And with that thought, with that consciousness, I would like to play a cut from the album The Mystic Harp, played by Derek Bell, the famous harpist of the Chieftains. The cut is number 9. It's called Mukunda. And in the little album that accompanies the brochure that accompanies the album, the description of this cut is: a breeze of love wafts joyfully over the earth. And that means, of course, also, and this music expresses, that sense of freedom that allows whatever to be, whatever wishes to be. Allow people to think as they are, allow them to be as they are. So, Mukunda from The Mystic Harp. Thank you. That was Mukunda from the Mystic Harp, played by Derek Bell of the Chieftains. And it expresses the freedom that I've tried to describe in this saying from Do It Now. If possible, diffuse criticism by saying, I agree with you. Let's see if, together, we can't find a practical solution. Joy to you, friends.